With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Walter Tevis died in New York of lung cancer on August 9th. He was best known for The Hustler, which became a successful film. Before his death, he completed a sequel with Fast Eddie and Minnesota Fats 23 years later. Tevis told me that his childhood was traumatic because of a heart condition.
When I was a kid, I was put into a hospital in San Francisco while my family moved to Kentucky. And after a year and a half in the hospital, when I was 10 years old, I got out and went from a rather genteel, upper-middle-class life in San Francisco into a really Appalachian environment and a fairly tough part of Lexington, Kentucky.
For some reason, Tevis found it hard to adjust to the different culture in Kentucky.
That experience threw me into being a kind of lonely, scared kid, and I did a lot of reading, and I trace my literariness to that part of my life. I wasn't allowed to do sports because of the heart disease. And I spent a lot of my time sitting in a chair reading books.
Until he was old enough to go to the pool room.
I learned how to swear and how to swagger in the pool room. And it sort of replaced for me that part in my boy's life that is taken care of for other boys by playing football, basketball, whatever.
That pool hall experience, of course, led to his novel The Hustler in 1959. Educated at the University of Kentucky in Iowa, Tevis began teaching and, on the side, writing short stories.
After a few years, I would get as much money for one short story as my annual salary was as a high school teacher.
For years, Walter Tevis wavered between teaching and writing.
And it was only 6 years ago that I quit my job as a professor of English at Ohio University. I'd gotten to be a professor by that time, in order to move to New York and write full time. I've been in New York now 6 years, and I've written 6 books. My aim is to write a book a year for the rest of my life.
Walter Tevis, author of The Hustler and The Man Who Fell to Earth, dead at the age of 56. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Before his death at the age of 56 on August 9th, Walter Tevis worked in the bottom of a Manhattan townhouse, turning out such novels as Mockingbird, The Queen's Gambit, and The Steps of the Sun. After an early success with The Hustler, it dawned on Tevis while teaching at Ohio University that he had become an alcoholic.
I was a quiet drinker. I never went to a classroom drunk, but I would quietly souse myself almost every night in my armchair at home, fall in bed, and pass out. It was all very quiet and the sort of thing that nobody mentioned publicly, but it was getting really bad. My novel, The Man Who Fell to Earth, is about falling into alcoholism. It was written at a time when this was beginning to happen to me. I wrote that novel back in 1961.
Tevis put himself into an alcohol treatment center and decided to make other major changes in his life.
So I started a novel, Mockingbird it was called, which is a novel about sobering up. It may not appear to be that, but it's essentially that. It's a science fiction novel about the far future in which everyone is drugged all the time, and the main character stops taking drugs, learns how to read, becomes the only man alive who knows how to read in that high technology future, and whose mind and soul begin to undergo changes because of this breath of wind blowing through his spirit.
Mockingbird earned enough for Tevis to quit his teaching post, and he headed to New York to write full time. Tevis held the belief that writers write the same book over and over. The trick is to disguise it.
I tend to write about alienated persons. Now, admittedly, a New York real estate man is quite different from a professional pool hustler, who is quite different from a man from Mars, who is quite different from a girl who plays chess for a living. But to me, they're all alike in that they're isolated individuals who are doing something that the mainstream doesn't fully comprehend or sympathize with very much.
Walter Tevis, he died of lung cancer on August 9th in New York. Before his death, he finished The Color of Money, a sequel to his novel of pool sharks, The Hustler. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.